You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today, I have local, we are in Subaville Studios, Area Director, Social Media Specialist, and a guy that's never golfed on an actual golf course, Ray Hughes.
This is correct. My entire scope of golf comes from a driving range and from mini golf, and that's been frustrating enough.
You know what? I'm actually good at driving range and mini golf, but I am not great on a golf course. So stick with what you know, and you'll always enjoy golfing.
I didn't say I was great at any of those.
Well, okay. I'm not great at any of those either, but I do love mini golf. I really do. All right. So what we're going to talk about today is this is a way, a creative way to help you find referrals to bring to your meeting for other members, but you're going to benefit your business in the process.
Oh, really? This is like a win-win situation, like by definition, right?
That's the goal. That's the goal. So first and foremost, what is the philosophy of BNI, Ray?
All together now. One, two, three.
Givers gain. Right? So the more referrals we give, the more referrals we're going to receive. But I know for some industries, for some professions, and even your flow of business, if this is your busy time, you know, that sort of thing, it can be challenging to bring consistent referrals to your members, right? So I want to talk about a way to go outside of the box, get a little uncomfortable, if you will, and this will put you in an environment where you are going to be able to consistently find referrals for other members.
We hear them asking every week during their weekly presentation for all kinds of different things. So maybe we don't have those contacts right away. So where do we go, Brandon? What do we do?
You go to the networking events that these referrals are going to be at.
Their referrals, not my
referrals. Their referrals, yes. So when you hear weekly presentations and you write down what they're looking for, you go to events where those people are going to be.
There's no shortage of networking and social events to go to, and there are a lot that are geared towards specific markets. So if there's one that's maybe not geared to your specific market, you should say, I should go there anyway?
Correct. Because what is a disadvantage of going to a networking event in general? Let me rephrase that. Is there any disadvantage to getting exposure for your brand and your business in a business setting?
I can't think of one right off.
Okay, perfect. So when you go to these events, and let's say you're even, you're not business to business, but you're business to consumer.
Okay.
Is there still an advantage of getting in front of other business professionals?
They are consumers at some level, right?
Exactly. Yes, you're building your brand whenever you have people seeing your logo, hearing about it, learning about it. So to me, there is no bad event that you could go to get exposure, but there could be events that you go to where you're not going to get a referral or you're not necessarily going to get instant business. And I think a piece of it, that's why people get frustrated with networking events, because we all go there to sell our product or service. We rarely go there to buy our product and service.
Hmm.
But I find in my experience, and this is where I drum up referrals, and that's kind of what made me think of this. In my experience, people throw out those key words that we hear in weekly presentations to listen for, or they throw out those challenges that we hear our members can help with. And that's our opportunity to then turn that into a referral for a member in our chapter. So would you say that this would have to take you out of your comfort zone?
Well, going to a group, a networking event, something where I don't necessarily know anybody, if it's something like out of my contact sphere, the two people I'll normally see at my networking events, yeah, it could be a little scary. I mean, if I don't know anybody in the room, it's always a little bit harder to work in those types of situations. But what's the phrase, right? If we don't get uncomfortable, we don't grow.
Oh, there's that. My favorite quote, and it's, I don't know if it was coined by Jillian Michaels, but she uses a lot, is, get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And the more that we get out of our comfort zone, the more you're going to grow, like you just said. And that's where you're going to grow your business. And by giving more referrals in your chapter, by default, that's going to help you grow your business.
Yeah, we actually talk about that in Member Success Program just a little bit, that one of the things you can do to build credibility and trust with your members to get referrals is to give them. Mm-hmm. It goes back to one of the basics that we talk about all the time. So if you're finding those referrals and giving them to other people, of course that business is going to come back to you. It's, again, not necessarily reciprocal. Giver's gain says it's going to come from somewhere.
Right.
But the more giving that we are, the more we get back.
Right. So I'm going to share a story on where this all kind of drives from. So a member of my chapter, she sells the doesn't sell, but she does health insurance.
Okay.
And there's a group that she goes to. They meet once a month. There's bagels. It's like a breakfast meeting, and everybody's welcome. Like, everybody's welcome. It's a great group. Great group. So every profession there focuses on some form of elder care. The group is really all about elder care. So the financial advisors focus on helping retired people and okay. managing those accounts. There's a lot of facilities, retirement facilities that are there. And it's actually at one of the local colleges. So the guy that, or the professor, I guess, that works with the, there's a fancy word for it, and of course I'm not going to come up with it, but basically if you're going into that field, you would get this degree to work with the elderly. Well, he's there, and it's just cool to have all those different aspects. So I got invited, and of course, the 10X by Grant Cardone, if you get an opportunity, just say yes, and then figure out how to make it work. So I said, absolutely, I'd love to come. Well, when I go there and I'm getting more understanding of what this event is all about, I'm just thinking, I don't know if they're going to let me stay, because as far as digital marketing goes, it's not really the focus of what this group is. They didn't kick me out, though, and they actually let me introduce myself, so that was cool. But there was another lady there that I know, and she sells promotional products. And when she stood up and introduced herself, she said these simple words, and this is where a well-prepared weekly presentation that's short can be impactful. But she stands up and she goes, I'm so-and-so with this company, and I'm here for all of your promotional product needs if you have a show or if you're just trying to build your brand with your clients. And she sat down. I'm like, well, shoot, if they have a facility that they're trying to get people to come and visit, you know, the whole digital marketing might be an advantage to that. So that's where I saw, I'm in a room that I thought I didn't stand a chance to be in or wouldn't find business in, but now I see that advantage. But why this drew the podcast idea was because the more I got to know people, the more I found I was talking about members in my chapter. So we have a hospice care in our chapter, and quite a few residents will eventually go to that hospice area, and making that connection is the referral that she's looking for. So it's a very easy conversation, and everything applies. These are the referrals she's looking for. This is the industry that she is in. So there was a huge advantage for me to build a relationship with somebody and throw that out there. I'm building credibility, not by selling them, but providing them, you know, a better connection or a little bit of value. So that's where I found I'm sitting in a room that I am getting exposure for my business. I'm getting exposure for me, but I'm also sitting in front of the referrals that my fellow members are asking for.
That's amazing. And the part that really makes this work is the fact that you have that established relationship with your chapter members. Mm-hmm. You've had that opportunity to know, whether it's through one-to-ones or their weekly presentations or their feature presentations, to know what exactly it is that you're looking for. So when you are in that room, you know who you can refer and to whom it's going to be a great fit. So that part of it is huge in that process.
I'll take it a step further on that. You are knowledgeable of a lot of this stuff just because of their feature presentations and those one-to-ones, because they're talking about their industry and you learn about these referrals you're looking for. So to go in and be more equipped on terminology and things like that, I think that's a huge opportunity when you are in an environment that you're not necessarily comfortable with.
And, you know, I'm thinking about this too, kind of in terms of how it seems to relate a little bit back to B&I. As you're going in there to this type of networking event, you're almost acting as a substitute for your member that couldn't maybe necessarily be there. So that might even be an opportunity to find these types of events for them. If there's a thing they say, oh, I really wish I could have gone to this, you can go, well, let me go for you.
I love that. I love that. And that gets you in the door even more, because now you are representing something that does fit into this event.
Right? And you're building trust with your fellow member.
Oh, that's perfect. Okay, so I want to put in a call to action, a CTA, if you will.
Okay.
In the next 30 days, I want you to find an event that doesn't necessarily focus on your business, but it looks as though some of the referrals that your fellow members are asking for would be at this event. It is okay to invite the fellow member to go with you, but like Ray said, even if they can't go, go with the mindset of you're representing their business. One classic BNI term is you get to stand up in front of your sales force every week and educate them. Well, if you flip that and you go in as that salesperson for that fellow member, you're now moving up to that creator standard of a referral giver, because you are, in essence, going out and creating referrals from an event that you're at to bring back to that fellow member. And once again, with Giver's Gain, that can only benefit your business.
You're living it right there.
Bingo. So if you liked this podcast, please subscribe, share, and leave us a review. And if there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. So Ray, you got some events that you're going to go to now?
Probably something on a golf course coming up, I'm thinking, Brandon.
That may not be the best place to go. And for everybody else, I look forward to talking to you on a future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.